بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين.
Verse number 28. In order to destroy his people, who had denied and killed him, I did not need an army of angels to be sent down from the sky. Their matter was much easier than that for me. I had decreed that their destruction will be by a blast from the sky and not by sending down the angels of punishment.
إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون.
Verse number 29. Thus, the incident of the destruction of his people was simply one blast, which we sent upon them, and they fell down with nothing remaining. Their example is like that of a fire that was burning and then was extinguished, leaving behind no trace.
يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون.
Verse number 30. Alas for those servants who denied, and how regretful will their situation be on the day of resurrection, when they will see the punishment. That is because in the world, whenever any messenger from Allah came to them, they used to mock at and ridicule him. Their outcome will therefore be regret on the day of resurrection for the neglect of their duty to Allah.
أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ.
Verse number 31. Did these people who deny and ridicule the messengers not see a lesson in those nations who preceded them? They passed away and did not return to the world a second time. Rather, they met the actions they had sent ahead, and Allah will recompense them for that.
وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعُ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ.
Verse number 32. All nations without exception will be brought before me on the day of resurrection after they are resurrected for me, to give them the recompense for their actions.
وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون.
Verse number 33. A sign for those who deny the resurrection, that the resurrection is true, is this dry and barren land, on which I sent down rain from the sky, and I grew therein various types of plants, and produced various kinds of grains for people to eat. The one who gave life to this earth, by sending down the rain, and bringing out the plants, is able to give life to and resurrect the dead.
وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ.
Verse number 34. We have placed in this earth, on which I sent down rain, gardens of date palms and grapes, and I caused springs of water to gush forth to irrigate them.
لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ.
Verse number 35. So that people can eat of the fruits of those gardens that Allah has blessed them with, and for which they did not make any effort. Do they not thank Allah, who gave them all of that, out of His bounty and mercy for them, by worshipping Him alone, and having faith in His messengers?
سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون.
Verse number 36. Glory be to Allah, who created the various types of plants and trees, and of the souls of people, as He created males and females, and other creations of Allah, that people do not know of, on land, sea, and other places.
وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلُ نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارَ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ.
Verse number 37. An indication for people of Allah's oneness is that I take away the daylight as the day draws to an end, bringing the night as the day withdraws from it, until the people are in complete darkness.
وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ.
Verse number 38. A sign for them of Allah's oneness is this sun that runs to a point that Allah knows and does not go beyond that. That determination is the determination of the Mighty, who is not challenged by anyone, the knower from whom nothing of His creation is hidden.
وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ.
Verse number 39. A sign for them indicating His oneness, may He be glorified, is this moon, for which I have determined phases each night. It begins small, then becomes big, and then small again until it becomes similar to a twisted, old date stalk, in it appearing as thin, curved, yellow and old.
للشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون.
Verse number 40. These signs, the sun, moon, night and day, each are predetermined by Allah's divine arrangement, determination, and do not surpass what has been determined for them. The sun cannot catch up with the moon to change its course or take away its light, and nor can the night outspace the day and enter upon it before its time ends. All these creations, subservient or not, such as stars and galaxies, have their own courses as per Allah's determination and protection. Beneficial points. 1. No one will return to the world after death. 2. One of the evidence of resurrection is the revival of the lifeless earth with green plants and the production of grain from it.
وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ.
Verse number 41. Another sign for them of Allah's oneness and of His favor to His servants is that I carried those who were saved from the flood, from the progeny of Adam, in the time of Nuh in the ship that was filled with Allah's creations. Allah carried therein a pair of every species.
وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ.
Verse number 42. A sign for them of Allah's oneness and His favor to His servants is that I created for them, like the ship of Nuh, conveyances and some types of animals on which they can travel long distances.
وَإِن نَشَأْ نُغْرِقْهُمْ فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ.
Verse number 43. If I wished to drown them, I would have done so. There would be no one to help them if I wished to drown them, and there would be no one to rescue them if they drowned by my command and decree.
إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ حِينٍ.
Verse number 44. Except if I have mercy on them, by rescuing them from drowning, and restoring them to enjoy until a specified time, that they will not go beyond, so that they take a lesson and have faith.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ
Verse number 45. When these idolaters who turn away from faith are told, beware of what you are going towards in the hereafter and its difficulties, and beware of the world behind you, in the hope that Allah will favor you with His mercy, they do not comply with that, but they turn away from it without any care.
وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ
Verse number 46. Whenever Allah's signs indicating to His oneness and His being deserving of being worshipped alone came to these idolaters, they used to turn away from it without taking heed.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين
Verse number 47. When these stubborn ones are told, assist the poor and the needy, with the wealth that Allah has provided you with, they disapprovingly reply, saying to those who have faith, shall we feed those whom Allah could feed, if He wanted to? So we do not go against His will, O believers, are simply in clearly error and far off from the truth.
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
Verse number 48. The disbelievers who deny the resurrection say in denial of it, and regarding it as far-fetched, when is this resurrection if you, O believers, are true in your claim that is to occur?
مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ
Verse number 49. But all these deniers of resurrection, who regard it as far-fetched, are waiting for it the first blast, when it is blown into the trumpet, which will suddenly overtake them, while they are in this worldly concerns of buying, selling, irrigating, and herding, and other worldly concerns.
فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ
Verse number 50. When this blast surprises them, they will not be able to make a bequest for one another, and they will not be able to return to their homes and families. Instead, they will die whilst they are in these worldly concerns of theirs.
وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ
Verse number 51. The trumpet will be blown a second time for the resurrection, and suddenly they will all come out of their graves, rushing towards their Lord for the reckoning and recompense.
قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ
Verse number 52. These disbelievers, who deny the resurrection, will say in regret, What loss is ours? Who is it that has raised us from our grave? They will be given a response to their question, This is what Allah promised and will definitely occur. The messengers spoke the truth in the message of their Lord that they conveyed in this regard.
إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون.
Verse number 53. The matter of resurrection from the graves will only be an effect of the second blowing of the trumpet, and all created things will be presented before us on the day of judgment to give account.
فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
Verse number 54. Judgment will be passed with fairness on that day, and you, O servants, will not be wronged in the least by an increase of your bad deeds or a reduction in your good deeds. You will simply be given the full recompense for what you used to do in the worldly life. Beneficial points. 1. One of the techniques of Allah's educating His servants is that He placed before them signs, which they can use to deduce what will be of benefit to them in their religious and worldly affairs. 2. Allah empowered His servant and gave them the ability to fulfill instructions and avoid prohibitions. If they leave out what they have been instructed to do, this is through their own choice. 3. On the day of resurrection, the mercy of their Lord will appear to the people of faith in a way that they never imagined.